are now free to move about the country.
Not exactly. Southwest Airlines told us the weather was to blame for thousands of their passengers getting stranded in airports, when the truth is this weekend's cancellation and delay debacle was caused by pilots refusing to pilot because they didn't like Southwest's new employee vaccine mandate, which got me wondering if other industries will have wild numbers of workers walking off the job over vaccine mandates. My guess is we'll see a few more Southwest-type situations, annoying but not crippling. So my next question has to be this. Will vaccine mandates move the needle for those who are still considering getting the needle? Doesn't sound like it. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey showed that a measly 4% said they'd only get vaccinated if their workplace mandates it. Meanwhile, the people who will never get the vaccine has been holding steady for months at about 15%. So really, is there anybody left who's willing to get the vaccine who hasn't already gotten a shot? Doesn't sound like it. Those who say they're still waiting to decide is now at 7%, down from 39%. So if mandates don't work, maybe we need to get back to simple logical persuasion, which I vote we don't leave in the hands of the government. Over the weekend, someone asked Dr. Anthony Fauci about trick-or-treating, and he said if you're vaccinated, you can get out there and enjoy it. But just a week ago, the CDC recommended virtual and outdoor gatherings for the holidays and then removed that page from their website saying it was outdated. Messaging that's contrary and confusing isn't convincing. And the only thing that will convince some people to get vaccinated is if their loved one doesn't show up for a holiday visit, not because of an airline delay, but because, well, they died from COVID before they could even book a flight.